Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, back to the Voice of the Grizzlies and the Eric Hasseltine Show, where guests appear via the Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram phone line on 92.9 FM ESPN.
You know what I love about Greg Buckner? Since fact, we've been friends for like well over a decade now. He's always early. So he was coming in at 3 o'clock, but you want to join in on Ring It Up, Put Three on the Board. Connor has, are you an Avengers guy at all? Do you watch any of those movies?
No, I don't have to. I watch cartoon movies. I got kids that watch cartoon movies.
Right, I do too. But like now my kid's like 7, 8 years old, so he likes superheroes too. So like he's starting to get into the superhero stuff.
Well, the difference between me and you, I'm my kid's superhero.
Oh! Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Greg Buckner Show. Eric Hasseltine was just killed in studio, so Greg's going to take over.
I'm going to pick up my pride along with every other part of it.
Oh, my God.
My bad.
I'll have you know when my son said, if I can't be an athlete, I want to be you. And I was like, well, that's what I said, too.
You still my man.
Wow, dude. All this, like, I thought we were boys. Damn, man. Buck's calling me on the road. Hey, easy, let's go get dinner. No, man, I don't need to go to get dinner. I got a sick dog, too. Buck, you want to kick him in the face? Good night. Wow, that's good. That's good. There's nothing I can say about it. Nothing. You've never watched a superhero movie? Other than your own highlight reel video?
Yeah, I mean, the only guy I'm going to watch is, you know, maybe Superman and then maybe Batman, the two main guys.
Right.
But not really a superhero guy.
This is 21 Marvel movies now.
Is it?
With
really?
This. 21 of them. They released all 19. I was talking about the Malco. They went through like a four-day weekend or 4 days of a week, Thursday through Sunday, and played all 19 of them prior to Captain Marvel and this one. Maybe before, it might have been 18 because it might have been before the last Avengers, the one before this that set this one up.
That's amazing. I didn't know it was that big.
I want to know the guy that went to all 18 of them, too. Like, just called in sick for 2 days at work and then just took Friday or Saturday, Sunday and just said, yeah, I'm just not moving out of this seat. Usher's coming in trying to sleep. He's like, dude, can you go home, please? Can you please vacate?
He said, no, I bought my ticket.
You got a daughter that's going to head into her senior year.
Mm-hmm.
And how old are your other? Your son is?
My son
14,
is 14.
Right?
I have a daughter that's 15. My oldest daughter is 17.
17, 15, 14.
And then I have twins that will be 12 in July.
You have
four
five
girls,
kids?
Yeah, four girls and a boy.
Damn, Buck, I'm glad you played in the NBA, because if you try to take that family to the movies, you're going to be broke in like a week. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, and then the Grizz fires.
Oh. I was going to lay off that.
Coming out with shots. I better not
Damn,
get any
Buck,
of these wrong.
What the hell happened this week? You're all subdued last week. Buck's all comfortable now. He's just, everybody's in play. Look out. If you think you're safe from Greg Buckner, good night. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. All right. Well, you're going to have to. Connor worked hard on this, so you got to hear him out now.
All right,
let's ring it up, put three on the board.
It's time to ring it up and put three on the board with Eric Hasseltine.
Ring it up, put three on the board
with 92.9's Eric Hasseltine.
I just feel like I got hit by Ivan Drago, by the way.
Yeah, that was a right hook from him.
I mean, that was just... All right, this is the Avengers theme music. All right, what do you got for me?
Okay, to start it off, the most obvious one and the easiest one of all of this to pick was Captain America. It's got to be Mike Conley for very obvious reasons. He's the leader of the team. He's our captain already. He basically embodies everything Captain America is. He's up for the NBA Community Assist Award. It just doesn't get any better than Mike Conley. You want him leading your squad. He is my first and original Memphis Grizzlies Avenger. Second.
Would you go with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because he's the first Avenger, yeah, right? All right, that's fair. Yeah, he's all right. I'll give you that one.
Next up is Hulk. Zebo. You don't want to make him angry. He's a teddy bear at heart, but he will beat your you-know-what if you piss him off. You don't want to make him mad. You don't want to make him mad. Zeebo's our Hulk.
Is this all-time Grizzlies?
So this is just
throughout Grizzlies history. Okay. It's not just the core four. I have some deep.
Are you going into Vancouver?
No.
Okay,
I won't have any Vancouver guys.
All right, you're right. You when Zach got angry, like bad things happen, right?
Bad things.
You played against him.
Yeah. Nobody wants to mess with Zach.
Dude, like running into a screen on him would be like running into like not like a brick wall, like a like fortified steel with brick, like everything else.
Well, he wasn't that solid. Now that's not going too far.
I mean, but he'd lay you down.
I mean, he would hit you with some dirty shots for sure. He wasn't about, you know, losing. He was
about
winning things.
Well, again, Buck, remember, you were a superhero and an athlete. I was just a regular guy. I run into that. I'm not getting up. Nick Collison once described it to me as wrestling a bear for 2 hours when he played
against him. Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's Zeebo. Zeebo's definitely our Hulk. Thor, it's got to be Marc Gasol. I mean, you got the beard. You got the accent. He shows up kind of sporadically, but he always shows up when you need him.
I'm shocked you didn't say Jake Sokolidis. Bigger, stronger, just wielding that hammer. All right, Marc Gasol's Thor. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
I'll give you
that one. He's Thor. He shows up when you need him, takes on the big guys, messes stuff up, and he's a funny dude. He's pretty animated. Some of the best moments in the Avenger movies are Thor jokes.
Good point.
Mark's funny
he
dude.
Doesn't know Valanciunas.
Jonas could have made a run at Thor, truthfully. If Jonas had been here longer, Jonas made a run at that.
He could have made a run at Thor if he was here for longer.
Right.
Tony Stark, gotta be Tony Allen. Tony sold defense weapons. That was his first job, Tony Stark did. He's a crazed genius, which means that he's got a little crazy. Something's a little loose, but he's also a genius.
A little?
You know what I mean.
And a genius?
But he's also the heart of the squad.
We're just tossing that genius word around, huh? All right.
Hey, Tony Allen is a defensive genius.
Basketball-wise?
Yeah. I would consider him a defensive genius.
Enough.
Only one guy can lock down
Kobe Bryant.
I
like busting his chops, but I don't because I'm fearful that somebody's listening and going to tell him and he lives around the corner from me. Yeah. And then I'm going to get a knock on my door.
His wife and my wife are best friends, so I have no comment.
She is.
Tony Allen is a genius.
Tony Allen is a genius. Tony Allen is like, hey, savant.
Yeah.
Let's skip to genius and go to savant. His wife is such a sweet woman.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Like, she is the best.
Yeah, but he's also the heart of the squad. I mean,
sure, yes,
Tony,
that's fair.
Tony
okay,
Stark,
okay, okay.
He's
okay.
The heart of the squad.
Yeah.
Ultron, Jeff Green, thought to be the secret weapon, backfired and almost destroyed the franchise.
That's perfect. That's absolutely perfect. You can't comment on this now. Greg can't say anything right now. The uncomfortable's there. Good. Now you know what it feels like to be in front of a microphone and just get laid out. Good. That's perfect.
Yeah.
And I hate it because I go to this number all the time. The first 10 games he was in Memphis, 9-1. And like, I'm going like, oh my God, this is it. Like, this is it. This is our run. And he just said, yeah, I'm good. Let's just hit cruise control at 25. Bro, you're in a 65 freeway. You got to speed it up a little bit, my man.
We got Nick Fury, Lionel Hollins brought the group together, was their first like real leader, kind of the coach of the squad.
Yeah, one's got a patch on his eye, the other one needs one for his fingers. We're good.
Oh, my God. It's just like
I'm busting Lionel chops.
And then,
just teasing Lionel. Hey, listen, though, that's a great call because literally Lionel's leadership changed the complexion of this entire situation without a doubt.
It did.
Terrific.
Yeah, I was there when he came.
Yeah.
He was amazing.
I'll never forget when he came in and, like, I go in – from the word go, it was different. So guys that didn't play more than like 20, 22 minutes, you got to your locker room like the first two games. I went back there to talk to somebody. There's a note that says, you've got 25 minutes on the treadmill before you leave tonight. Check in with the training staff.
I was one of those guys.
What in the world? Like, and you read that and you're like, man, this dude's out of his...
I mean, most teams do that. They say that, but Lionel meant that.
No, Lionel meant, like, get back there. Like, you guys, I've coached against you. You guys aren't in great shape. Mark Iveroni wasn't exactly all about, like.
Mark Iveroni was a different guy. Not in a good way.
Can I ask a question before we go on?
Yes.
Were you there when Russell Westbrook told him not once but twice as a rookie to take a timeout?
I don't think so.
Russell came down and hit a jumper and looked at
Mark. Was Russ O.J. Mayo's rookie year? Because I was here O.J. Mayo's rookie year.
Yeah, so he came down, hit a three, and he goes, Coach, you better get a timeout. Yeah. And Iveroni goes, timeout. Comes down, hits another one right at the timeout. He goes, you better get another one. He goes, timeout. We're like, no, you can't let a rookie tell you
that. The one thing about Iveroni, he was smart. It just wasn't a good
He couldn't communicate
leader.
It.
Right.
Yeah, he couldn't communicate it. He didn't know.
He was smart. Yeah.
Very smart. Yeah. Almost too smart, like overthought things.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Yep. Great
I don't think he loved basketball, though, either.
That's awesome. When you're super smart.
I don't think
he truly... Basketballs can be beneath you when you're super smart.
Okay, I get it.
I get it. When you're Tony Allen smart, basketball just becomes easy, right? Savant.
Exactly. And then Jarvis, Dave Yeager, he's the just kind of the mind of the defense system for Tony Allen. Dave, wasn't he kind of like the architect of the defense, Dave Yeager?
Who's Jarvis?
No.
He wasn't?
No. That was all trained, Coach Holland. That was all him.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so Holland's going to be Nick Fury and Jarvis.
What's Jarvis?
He's like the intelligent system that Tony Stark uses.
Oh, it's the computer?
Yeah.
How can you be a person and a computer at the same time?
You know what I mean, Hush. He also turns into Vision.
Jaeger's got a great offensive mind.
Yeah, that's what I looked at. Yeah. Coach Jaeger was
okay.
Was
boy, his money
guy.
Plays
yeah.
coming out of a timeout off the sideline. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Money. All right, go ahead.
Spider-Man, Jaren Jackson Jr., young, exciting, crazy talented, but not 100% sure how to use it
also
yet.
Also arms that stretch across the room. Sure.
Yep, and a very funny dude. So,
all right.
Jaren Jackson Jr. is our new Spider-Man.
This is the best. You're really regretting showing up early right now, aren't you?
No. Jaren Jackson, that's my guy.
Hawkeye's Tayshaun Prince. He's just a glue guy. Just a glue guy. The calm presence in the locker room. Keeps everybody chill. Shows up when you need him. Great defender.
Man of few words.
Yeah, man of few words. Yeah. Hawkeye, Tayshaun Prince. Black Widow.
Don't want to mess with him, though.
John Luer. Calming presence. Can be clutch. Solid fighter in a battle, but no
the
real powers.
John Luer.
No real powers.
No real powers.
No real powers. So, yeah, that's John Luer.
He's probably one of the closest friends I have from my days. And he's going to hear this just go, I hate you now. Great.
Hey, he's an Avenger.
I really hope that you enjoyed just ruining my entire, next 6 months. Buck lays me out, and now you're getting me in,
Hey, he's an Avenger.
It's all right.
He's an
Avenger. Can't be upset about that, right?
No, can't be upset with that. Yeah. Next is Loki. It's got to be Pau Gasol, Thor's brother. Was a villain for a short period of time, but people kind of swung
it's
around to kind of love him.
Actually, a pretty good
him.
One.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
He, and every time you think his career
had the opportunity to do really good, did really good for a minute, and then decided, nah, screw it, I'm gonna go the heel route.
Yeah,
right. Walks into the office, goes, I'd like to not be here anymore, and made it very public. Okay.
Well, and also every time you think his career is about to end, he just pops back up. So Loki's died a few times, but everybody thinks he might still be alive or maybe not. So he may.
You're
pop
gonna
up
find
again.
Out in 8:15 tonight.
I'm gonna find
out
in 7 hours. Yeah. And then the Thanos to the Memphis Grizzlies is Greg Popovich.
The what?
The Thanos to the Memphis Grizzlies.
Thanos is the evil guy that just ruins everything.
Yeah, it's got to be Greg Popovich.
Oh, that's Popovich of the NBA then, right?
Yeah. I looked up
That's the rest of the Western Conference until the Warriors came along.
Right, right.
I got more of them because I looked up the playoff matchups. It seems like the Spurs have kind of knocked out the Grizzlies about half the time in the playoffs. So you got the snapping half the things away. And his Infinity Stones, Tim Duncan. Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, Kawhi Leonard, Danny Green, and Boris Diaw are his Infinity Stones.
I just got a Twitter message from David. I want you to look at this. That's apparently you to me, by the way. Just a belly to back, just suplex on his head, and the fighter's out. It's over.
Why do you have to use those two guys, though?
Oh. I mean, it's accurate. One's black, one's white. What's the problem?
Who's getting slammed?
By the way, the fact that he found that is perfect, right?
Yeah.
That's actually a very good list. Well done. I know you worked hard on that, and I know you're super excited.
I've never been more excited for anything in my life.
I can't.
I'm so excited.
Shocked that Pete Pranicat. Shocked that Pete Pranicat.
Man, I was 12 when these movies started. This has been pretty much half my life.
I'm telling you, he was shaking when I got into that. I'm like, how are you holding up? They're not going. I'm shocked. Pete Pranica, Brevin Knight, Rob Fisher, Earl Watson.
There were so many. They could have probably made it in if I did a longer list, but I decided to go original.
Here's a good one. You could have gone Stromile Swift for the Falcon, a guy that literally nobody can figure out what the hell he's doing there, but he can fly like a bird, man. And he used to do the wings.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
And I love
Stromile Swift. He's Falcon.
Gets up off the deck, just does his own thing, then lands. It's like, yeah, I'm good. I'm done. Yeah. See you later. Bye. All right. We'll come back. Buck's going to break down the NBA playoffs with me. Got a lot to talk about. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.